sometime in McNeil. U.S., European, and Arab leaders continue to press to keep stepped-up cross-border attacks between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militants from spiraling into a wider Middle East war that the world had feared for months. Hopes are lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks by Hezbollah and other Iranian allied militias. With that in mind, though, American and European diplomats have been warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. Escalating strikes between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to at least level off this past week, but a former U.S. diplomat in the Middle East says that Israelis still seem to be arranging themselves for an entirely different magnitude of conflict. Slowly but steadily, the summer Russian troops are forging through Ukraine's outgunned and undermanned defenses along the front line of the battlefield in a relentless onslaught, prompting the West to push for new weapons and strategies to shore up Kyiv, that in turn has brought new political demands by Russian President Vladimir Putin of Ukraine's leadership and threats of retaliation against the West, either directly or by indirect methods. The moves by the West to blunt the offensive and the potential Kremlin response could lead to a dangerous escalation as the war drags on through its third year, one that further raises the peril of a direct confrontation between Russia and NATO. Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they are determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Islamic militants on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last weekend. The attacks in the regional capital and the city on Sunday killed 21 people and injured at least 43 others in the rest of the region in North Caucasus on the Caspian Sea. This is the BOA News. The newly inaugurated Freedom Edge exercise is wrapping up in the East China Sea, having brought together Japanese, South Korean, and American naval assets for the multi-domain maneuvers for the first time. It is foreseen as an annual drill, a critical development as Washington looks to strengthen its partnerships and military alliances in the Indo-Pacific to counter growingly assertive postures from both China and North Korea. One analyst says that South Korea and Japan have the largest militaries among American allies in East Asia and have the sophistication to integrate operation with the U.S. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace the late hardline president Ibrahim Raisi after an initial vote saw the two top candidates not secure an outright win in the lowest turnout poll ever held in the Islamic Republic by percentage. The election this coming Friday pit the little-known reformist candidate against the hard-line former nuclear negotiator. An election spokesman announced the result in a news conference carried by Iranian state television on Saturday. He said of 24.5 million votes cast, there was one winner of about 10.4 million, while another with about 9.4 million. Beryl has strengthened into a hurricane in the Atlantic, and it is forecast to become a major storm as it nears the Caribbean. A hurricane warning was issued for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent in the Grenadines. Barbados Meteorological Service said that the storm's center was forecast to pass just south of the island. Beryl was located about 660 miles or 1,060 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados on Saturday, with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour or 130 kilometers per hour. It was moving west at 22 miles per hour or 35 kph. Thousands of people have been in Barbados for the 2020 World Cup cricket final, with India beating South Africa on Saturday. Newly released video shows an officer in upstate New York fatally shooting a 13-year-old boy who had been tackled to the ground after he ran from police while pointing a replicant handgun. The body camera video was released late Saturday by the police department. The shooting happened Friday night after officers stopped two kids. Police say one kid ran and pointed what appeared to be a handgun at officers. More VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.